perfect. I find perspective. They're in the best and worst days of this life. You were always on my side. You're in the pain, you're in the promise. And on the days a furnace finds my faith, you're the fourth within the flame.
The king of my heart, be the wind inside my skin. never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down.
That's pretty cool. So, you see, throughout the Big God story, God prepared his people's hearts to receive his son, Jesus. So this time, the capsule is full of some really cool clues that God gave his people about Jesus coming to earth.
You want to go ahead.
All right.
Pull out the first clue.
What do we got?
It? Yeah.
Ooh.
All right. Huh. That looks kind of good. I like honey.
Yeah, me
too. Wonder what
me
that's
too.
Got anything to do with the Big God story.
Does anyone know what the person in the Bible ate locusts and honey in the wild? Right, John the Baptist. Hundreds of years before John the Baptist's birth, the prophet Isaiah gave a clue that John the Baptist would be born.
A clue. He said, Isaiah said, a voice of one calling in the wilderness to prepare the way of the Lord. That was talking about John the Baptist. He would come much, much later. And God used John the Baptist to prepare people's hearts to receive the long-awaited Messiah, Jesus, God's son. So, can you say, Jesus is God's son?
Jesus is God's son.
Good job. All right. Way to go. All right.
So, John the Baptist knew that in order for people to receive the Messiah, they needed to repent. Who knows what the word repentance means?
That's a hard word.
But
You know,
right? It means to turn away from sin.
I thought they'd figure it out. So once someone decided to repent, to turn away from their sin and back to God, John baptized him. And so getting baptized is a way to show others that you've turned away from sin and decided to follow Jesus. So once again, I want to hear you say, "Jesus is God's son." Let's say it together. Jesus is God's son. All right, awesome.
Okay, let's look at our second clue.
Dun, 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 dun.
What is our second clue?
Messiah.
Yeah, Messiah. So for hundreds of years, God had promised that the Messiah would come to the earth. So let's look at Luke 3:15. and see what that says. So it says in Luke 3:15 that the people were waiting expectantly and were all wondering in their hearts if John was the Messiah.
Whenever someone asked if John the Baptist was the Messiah, John absolutely told them no. In Luke 3:16, it says, "One is more powerful than I will come, so repent, turn back to God, and be baptized." So, was he the Messiah? No. Jesus is God's son. Jesus is the Messiah. Let's say Jesus is God's son altogether.
Jesus is God's son.
Meanwhile, Jesus was living in Galilee. And while John the Baptist was baptizing people in the Jordan River, Jesus traveled all the way from Galilee to the river.
So, when John was baptizing people, Jesus asked John to baptize him. That's kind of interesting, but John said no. John told Jesus, "I need to be baptized by you, and you come to me?" Because, see, John had been preaching about repentance, turning back to God and turning away from our sins, and Jesus didn't have any sins. He was sinless. He's the perfect Son of God. So why do you think, Skylar, Jesus would want to be baptized?
Let's see. Maybe our next clue will help us out. What do you think?
All right. Can I get this one?
Yeah, you got
this. All right. It's kind of another scroll.
Let's see what it says.
Isaiah. Many people think that Jesus wanted to be baptized because of another prophecy that came from the book of Isaiah. You want to tell us about it?
Sure. Isaiah announced that Jesus would be numbered with the sinners. And it says that in Isaiah 53:12. That means he would have been seen with them, and he would be their friend. And he would, one day, take all of their sin away as his own.
That's important. And so let's think about this for a minute. Now, when the president of the United States, or maybe like a super celebrity. Can you think of any celebrities off the top of your head?
Let's see here.
I know you're a big Taylor Swift fan.
I do like Taylor Swift.
So does this person just go around hanging out with normal, everyday people, let alone really poor people or people with diseases or people that are on the edges of society? No, they probably don't even call common people friends. I don't think they do.
So if these humans don't identify with common people, don't you think it's amazing that Jesus, the Son of God, of the whole universe, did? It's amazing that he humbled himself and was baptized along with the sinners.
That's super amazing. So even though John didn't want to baptize Jesus because he was sinless, he obeyed Jesus' request and baptized him. So when John baptized Jesus, something amazing happened. In Luke 3:2-22, you can find this. Tell us about it.
It
Skylar,
says,
would you pray
when
for
all
us?
The people were being baptized, Jesus was baptized too. And as he was praying, heaven was opened and the Holy Spirit descended on him in a bodily form like a dove. So we don't know for sure what that looked like, if the Holy Spirit actually looked like a dove, or maybe
we have
he
a very
like a
special object.
But either way,
here.
It's amazing.
I'm sure it was amazing. So as the Holy Spirit came down like a dove, another amazing thing happened. This was crazy. I wonder what this sounded like. I don't know. Maybe it sounded something like, "You are my son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." I don't know why God seems to have like a lower voice and like more James Earl Jones-ish. But anyways, God said that while this was all happening. It was an out loud voice. That's pretty amazing. So it reminded us again that Jesus is God's son. Let's say it together.
Jesus is God's son.
So think about this. After 400 years of silence, God spoke out loud from heaven.
Wow.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. So through this announcement, God told everyone who Jesus is, his son whom he loves deeply. Can we say Jesus is God's son?
Let's do it.
Jesus is God's son.
Through this part of the big God story, God showed Jesus and the rest of the world that Jesus is God's son. We get to do it again.
Jesus is God's son.
So God prepared his people to receive Jesus, and God spoke from heaven to declare that Jesus is God's son. Let's say it again.
Jesus is God's son.
You think we're trying to make a point, friends. You know what's amazing about Jesus being God's son? Is that God loves us so deeply, he sent Jesus so that we could become God's children too. That's awesome. And through Jesus, we can know how much God loves us because he sent his son, Jesus, to pay the penalty for our sins and die on the cross.
Through Jesus, we belong to God, and he loves us so much.
Yeah, and Jesus is God's son. And because of him, we can be called God's children too. That's amazing. The God of the universe loves you and me and you and everyone. And he loves us as his children and calls us his own. Man, sometimes it's hard to believe that God loves us that much.
But he really does. And the Bible says that neither life nor death, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
That's awesome. So, friends, maybe take a moment. Maybe sit quietly. You can do that. Think about this fact. Nothing can separate us from God's love. Nothing. If we were in outer space, we'd still have God's love. When we're in scary situations or sad situations, God still loves us. That's cool. When we're happy at a party, guess what? God still loves us, and he wants to call us his own. Another great verse in the Bible tells us that yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. That's awesome.
All right, Pastor Chris, what do you say we have a little child of God dance party?
Ooh, I think that'd
Should
be good.
Do it?
You got some moves?
Sure. Let's do one of these.
Okay,
what's next?
Running man.
Okay. Okay.
A little high shelf. All right.
Oh, we're riding the motorcycle.
Riding the motorcycle.
Oh, that was super fun.
Thanks for joining us, friends. Oh, God is awesome. Would you bless us today, Skylar?
Sure. Let's hold out our hands like this so I say the blessing over you. May you know that God loves you very much and will never stop loving you, no matter what you do. May you understand that nothing can make God's love for you go away. See
Bye,
you later.
Friends.